a 100-acre derelict wetland in the White River watershed in southeast Fayetteville, jointly purchased by the City of Fayetteville and the Watershed Conservation Resource Center 2 years ago, is undergoing restoration. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, the locked and gated site adjacent to Highway 16 East will one day be transformed into a public wetland ecology center with interpretation tracing back to indigenous occupants.
Crawfish frogs croak this sunny, warm late afternoon on a preserve located off Dead Horse Mountain Road. The City of Fayetteville bought this 98-acre parcel in southeast Fayetteville. The $250,000 cost was shared with Watershed Conservation Resource Center. Sandy Formica, executive director, is coordinating restoration of this site.
We call this the Dead Horse Mountain property. Part of how we're going to utilize this property is we're developing what's called the River Institute in Northwest Arkansas, and that has several components.
The origin of the name Dead Horse traces back to a rumored illegal horsehide tannery that once operated up the mountain. The site has a 25-acre pond, the result of a former dirt mine, 35 acres of wetlands, and aside from 1 acre of dry upland, the rest is floodplain along the West Fork of the White River.
So in the really big floods, almost all the property is underwater. But it's an important piece of property in that the floodplain filters out pollutants. All the wetlands associated with this property are also helping to filter out pollutants.
Sediments and water that flow through a wetland can be caught and precipitated into the ground layer in which native grasses and aquatic plants thrive. Urban and rural riparian restoration is mission critical for Formica's nonprofit. It's located in downtown Fayetteville. She says the acquisition of the Dead Horse Mountain wetland has been a long-time conservation goal, which will include a public participation component.
The site is degraded. And what we hope to do through this public access is that the community can actually go through that whole restoration process with us and see it transform over time.
With Walton Family Foundation's Seed Money Formica and co-founder Matthew Van Epps are conducting preliminary site planning, controlled burns, removing invasive plants, and building a riparian plant inventory. Jordan Forbis is in charge of native vegetation at the center.
Yeah, so we've been working on this for about...
That's Luna Red, Formica's bossy dachshund red heeler corgi mix, barking at a couple of fishermen working the wetland pond this afternoon. Forbis points to the most invasive vegetation on site.
Small carpet grass. We've seen a lot of that actually like forms a mat over the top of good native plants all throughout the wetlands behind us here. And it shades out all the good native plants and will eventually kill those. So we've been trying to combat that. We see a lot of poison hemlock and a lot of trees and shrubs that are non-native that we're trying to get rid of.
Forbis says a controlled burn conducted last year is helping native vegetation to recover here, like swamp milkweed, a critical food source for migratory monarch butterflies. Last year, cited by U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service as an endangered species candidate.
And we're trying to see what the seed bank has in it currently. You know, it has so many of these good natives that will come up on their own that we don't really think we need to do a whole lot for it. We'll go through and we'll do a burn. We'll occasionally treat invasives to get rid of those. And we'll see what comes up.
Lots of wildlife inhabit this wetland, Forbis says, which contains stands of sycamore and willow, both water-loving trees.
We've seen a lot of deer. There's been some birders that have come through and seen a lot of good bird species coming. We've also seen a lot of ducks. Noticed quite a bit of beavers kind of taking care of the invasive trees for us around here, which has been pretty good. And yeah, waterfowl love this pond. This is a great spot for a wintering ground for them. I know we've seen a ton over the last few months.
Now, in addition to restoring this critical wetland, Formica says the Watershed Conservation Resource Center plans to build a permanent headquarters here. Formica's collaborating with Stephen Luoni, U of A Community Design Center architect, who was recently awarded a $25,000 National Endowment for the Arts grant to develop a public access master plan for the Dead Horse Mountain project. Luoni's plan, according to a U of A press release, reinvents a riverine commons where the public can access knowledge about river and wetland ecology, tracing back to indigenous cultural management.
sites, and we also brought in the archaeological survey because we wanted to respect the people that originally were utilizing the river in the floodplain. We contacted Steve to do a design for this restoration center, which would include our offices, a greenhouse, and a training center. So we think that training center is really important. So it's going to be a way to bring people to the property and receive education on the river and its floodplain, and also just on native plants. And we want to focus, one of the focuses to be to utilize some of the techniques that we've learned to deal with stormwater.
An increasing number of Ozark wetlands, as well as rare wet prairies in northwest Arkansas, have been bulldozed or filled for agricultural, residential, and commercial use. The rescued Dead Horse Mountain Project wetland, presently in very rough shape, is not open to the public, but Formica says once restoration is complete, everyone will be welcome.
They will be able to do some type of recreation, but it's mainly going to be just the ability to walk through a restoration and look at the birds, the plants, have access to the river, have access to the wetlands. And then the archaeological survey is going to help us to come up with exhibits so people can learn about the people that were here before. And that'll include the Native Americans, and then also when the Europeans came here, and agriculture and how that all unfolded, and just how this property has changed over the years.
The Watershed Conservation Resource Center also welcomes volunteers for coordinated site restoration work days to enlist, fill out a form on watershedconservation.org. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.